Want to talk to a narcissist? Well, you better bang your head against a wall, because by doing so, you will at least have an idea of what is happening, what's going on. But when trying to have a conversation with a narcissist, you won't reach any place. You'll go through the same cycle again and again, and they'll deflect, they'll blame shift, they'll do all the things except taking responsibility for their actions. All of this will leave you feeling completely drained and exhausted, more confused than ever. But why is it so difficult to get your point across to this individual? Why can't they see what you want to show them? What can be really simple to understand? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we are going to understand what a narcissist hears when you try to talk to them. If that sounds interesting and you are eager to find out, please make sure you subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Do you know about the game in which one player passes a sentence or a word to the next player, and then that player passes it to the next, and the chain goes on, and by the time it reaches the last player, the information has been completely distorted. The word or the thing the last player hears is entirely different and irrelevant to the original information, to the original word that was said or that was used by the first player. The same thing, the same scenario can be applied to the narcissist's brain. When you say something, it's not perceived as you say it, like it would be by any normal, non-narcissistic person. When you talk to a narcissist, they do not hear what you say. What is said gets passed through multiple filters, and by the time it reaches the narcissist, the meaning has been entirely changed, the information has been distorted, and they understand it in an absolutely different context. They think their thoughts are facts, which means they believe whatever their mind makes up, and they react on the basis of same. They do not take in any feedback or explanation from you whatsoever and attack you on the basis of the sensations their own thoughts generate in their body. An example of this could be the minimalization they do, or compartmentalization. You may try to express your emotional discomfort. You may try to show your concerns, and you may say to the narcissist, "You are toxic, you are abusive, and you have been treating me badly." Instead of taking that information in and recognizing the need for them to change, they will compare your experience with something they have done to somebody else, which was way bigger than what they have done to you, and therefore conclude what they have done to you is not that big of an issue because they could be worse. And just because they're not that bad means they're not bad at all, and you should be happy and okay with them, and you should be thankful. When you try to show them why they are wrong, they pick and choose certain parts of the conversation that only benefit them or give them some room to justify their actions. The last thing they want to do is feel the shame that one could feel by accepting they're wrong and by taking responsibility for their actions. In their head, they're constantly breaking this information, distorting it in a way that proves that their behavior is okay, they're not wrong, or if they were wrong, there was a reason behind being wrong, and ultimately, it is someone else's fault. Think of it this way. There are multiple shadows lurking behind the narcissist's back, which I described as filters earlier. Whatever you say does not directly go to that logical part of the narcissist's mind where one can process things rationally and say, "Oh, okay, that makes sense. That means I am responsible for that." That doesn't happen. It goes through these shadows, and these shadows kind of distort this information on the basis of what the narcissist does not want to feel. For example,
If the narcissist perceives you are trying to criticize them when you're not doing that at all, the shadow of criticism catches that information, turns it around so that they can either deflect, blame shift, or do something different that would take that feeling away. And if that feeling cannot be taken away through their manipulative tactics, if there is no justification, if there is no running away from truth, and if you have caught them red-handed, then that feeling gets covered by another feeling, which is quite explosive in nature. And what is that feeling? Rage. That's why you see, whenever you give them some kind of feedback, whenever you tell them no, or whenever you show them they're wrong, they become explosive. They rage at you. They try to tear you apart because you have pushed a button which they do not want to acknowledge they have. So what did you get? A reaction. One very important point that I would like to make here is all of us distort information to a certain degree. That's why there is something called cognitive distortions. We tend to think in all or nothing terms. We think in black and white. We generalize things. We come to conclusions, emotional thinking. You know what I'm talking about. But we don't do it to the degree a narcissist does it. That's why their thinking sometimes looks quite delusional. For example, if they project things on other people, they believe these projections. It's not like they're lying and they know deep down, oh no, these faults are mine. They somehow self-gaslight and convince themselves of what they are saying, of what they're projecting, and they believe that the other person deserves all the hatred they are giving them. A narcissist lives in an entirely delusional, psychotic world of their own, in which there is no space for reality or fact or your version of the reality. If you have to enter their world, you have to change what you think, believe, and feel according to their world so that it enables the false self and its agenda. You can't have a separate identity, a separate experience that does not support their view of the world. If you do, you will get annihilated. That being said, you can now imagine why a narcissist does not want to hear truth, why they deflect things, why they minimize, compartmentalize, generalize, why they tend to think in such rigid terms, why they are so delusional, why a narcissist will never take responsibility. If even if you were to come up with hardcore evidence, undeniable evidence, why they don't want to take in the proof that you have for them, why do they still come up with something when there is nothing to come up with? All of this is done with one intention, and that intention is to challenge your version of the reality, give you a pushback because you are trying to make them see who they are, and they want to believe what they want to be. In simple terms, I can tell you, a narcissist wants to hear what they want to hear. What you say does not exist. This may be shocking for you to understand and comprehend. They don't hear you ever. They don't see you. You don't exist. Nobody exists in their world. Everything and the entire world at large is a major extension of their own false self, which is why everything they interact with has to reflect the same grandiosity, has to make them feel what they want to feel, not what they're actually feeling, which is the insecure emotions and shame and everything in combination. If you fail to project the image they have created out of fantasy in their head, you become the enemy, and no matter what, they'll try to destroy you, they'll give you any justifications because you do not believe in their lies and what they have made up as their reality. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful, and if you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Meanwhile, also let me know in the comments what else you would like me to talk about in these episodes. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.